This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz. Within minutes after Democratic Senator Carol Alvarado of Houston completed a 15-hour filibuster to delay a vote on Republicans' election bill, they did just that. Senate Bill 1 was passed, but to become law, the bill still needs to pass the Texas House. Problem is, House Democrats are still absent in Austin, so the standoff continues for now. Here are the two sides. Texas Republicans argue their bill keeps elections secure. Democrats claim the GOP is relying on debunked claims of election fraud to keep more voters from participating. One of the biggest changes in the proposed legislation would be expanding the power of partisan poll watchers, Texas Tech Public Media's Rob Avila reports.
Here's how Republican Texas Senator Brian Hughes of Tyler, the author of Senate Bill 1, describes the poll watcher components of his legislation.
This bill allows poll watchers to see and hear the activities they are legally entitled to observe. It also creates a criminal penalty for keeping out an eligible poll watcher and allows poll watchers to seek to enjoin any unlawful obstruction.
During the last special session, he dismissed critics.
All this talk about turning loose these partisan poll watchers is crazy.
Opponents, though, say the proposed changes would give poll watchers too much power. James Slattery is an attorney for the Texas Civil Rights Project. He says today,
if the election worker says, I need you to stand over here as opposed to over there, the poll watcher is supposed to automatically obey the poll workers who are there to administer the election and protect voters.
But if the election bill were to become law,
the poll watchers would have all kinds of tools to say, no, I'm not going to do what you think may be best for voting or voters in this polling place. When you take all these things together, it creates an incentive structure for poll watchers to be as aggressive and emboldened as possible, and for poll workers to be as reluctant to regulate them and protect voters as possible.
He points to recent incidents involving poll watchers in other Texas cities, including a leaked online presentation originally published in April by the progressive group Common Cause Texas. In the presentation, Bill Ellie, a GOP official in Houston, repeats unfounded election fraud claims and highlights majority Black and Hispanic precincts in Harris County for Republican poll watchers to target in the 2022 midterm election.
We've got to get folks in these suburbs out here that have, a lot of Republican folks that got to have the courage. If we don't do that, this fraud down in here is really going to continue.
Slattery says the video is concerning.
That is the voice of the poll watcher program itself speaking. The actual people that lead the program made it clear that their program exists to recruit white volunteers from affluent neighborhoods and send them into minority neighborhoods to make it harder for people to vote.
And then there's the parts of the election bill that would create new powers for poll watchers to sue or seek court orders against election workers.
It sounds like poll watchers can do anything, intimidate election workers.
That's Deborah Kitchens. She's retired and has worked as a county election worker and been a volunteer poll watcher for the Democratic Party in Lubbock. In the decisively Republican county, Kitchens says she's never had any trouble as either a poll watcher or an election worker. As an election worker, she's worked alongside people from all parties.
We worked fine together. We made sure everybody that was eligible to vote got to vote. I mean, it was very simple.
Kitchens fears if the law changes,
people aren't going to want to become an election worker.
Texas Tech University election law professor Mark McKenzie says, with how few actual cases of election fraud have been found in the state, the election bill's poll watcher provisions are potentially unnecessary.
Our elections are already very transparent. The concern here is that we may have untrained poll watchers who don't really know the law, who are either intentionally or unintentionally intimidating people.
One change this second special session, Senate Bill 1 was amended to create a training manual for watchers, but the bill doesn't currently detail what content or training the manual would provide. I'm Rob Avila in Lubbock.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.